Welcome to In Season. I'm your host, Teresa Retzloff, and we're exploring the farms and gardens of the Lower Columbia Pacific region. This is another live episode of In Season. We're here in the studio at Coast Community Radio, KMUN, and I have several guests with me. The studio is full of gardeners, and that's because we're here to talk about the Long Beach Peninsula Garden Tour, which is coming up very soon. And I'll do a brief introduction of everybody, and then I'll let them kind of introduce themselves. So with us from the Water Music Society, who are the people who host the Long Beach Peninsula Garden Tour, we have Nancy Allen and Darlene Hauser. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having
us. And then also we have two fabulous gardeners. I've been having a great time chatting with them already. Kent and Betsy Tepfer, and they are one of the gardens on the tour.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you are not the garden. You own one of the gardens.
Yes.
Let me clarify that. So I wanted to start with Nancy and Darlene and have them tell us a little bit about the history, because this is your 10th anniversary, which is
it
very
is.
Exciting. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Of this garden tour, and maybe tell us a little bit about it, the logistics, what's happening, and what do you want people to know about this garden tour?
Well, this is our 10th year of the Long Beach Peninsula Garden Tour. We have local gardens that are open up for the day, Saturday, July 16th.
July 16th.
From 10 to 4 o'clock. And this year we have a garden in Seaview, one in Long Beach, and five in Ocean Park. So that means that your driving on the peninsula will be a little bit limited and easier to find them. And they'll all be well marked.
So, wonderful.
Yeah. We look forward
That's
to
always
having.
Helpful.
Yes,
you don't
exactly.
want to spend the whole tour looking for the garden.
No, that does not happen. We are well Good. Marked with signs and balloons and directional signals as well.
Wonderful.
So, in addition to the direction, when you pick up your ticket, there is a map included with the ticket that will give you directions to the garden.
And I was looking at their map earlier, and it's really good, and there's a lovely description of each garden on it, so I think that will really help as well for you to understand where the garden is, and that way you can look through and see the gardens that you really want to check out, because some of them sound amazing.
Yes.
I wish it wasn't in the middle of my farm season. I would love to go on this because it's so inspiring to see what other people do in their gardens.
It is, and it is amazing because it is a challenging climate here on the coast, and these gardeners have really mastered the climate and working
well
in
the
garden.
Long Beach Peninsula in particular. I think that's a pretty challenging ecosystem out there. You get a lot of weather.
Yes.
Well, I mean, we all get a lot of weather, but you guys really get a lot of weather. And then you use like sandy soil, high water table. You got a lot of stuff going on.
Salt air.
Right.
Yeah. Fog.
So to make a beautiful garden in that environment, I think really says something.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. It sure takes a lot of time to adjust. I know that Betsy and I came from an area that had just really harsh, nasty soil.
We had heavy clay on a north-facing wet slope, and we didn't master it, but we gardened there for 20 years and got used to the local pests. Like, we had horsetail, mm-hmm. we had buttercup, we had slugs. Yes. And so when we retired
it's
11
be that
years
kind of
ago.
Show, folks.
Yeah.
Yep. So you retired to near Ocean Park, yeah?
Yes, we did. And we moved a lot of our plants from the other place down because it was going to be bulldozed. And so.
How did that go?
10 truckloads.
Well, we had. Mostly we moved large rhododendrons and azaleas and hostas and
trees.
You know, I had no idea when we moved to the coast that the conditions would be that different. I mean, heavy clay versus sand.
So how many of those plants survived?
Because that could some be- of the we well a lot of them have death by attrition. In other words, some of the azaleas are still hanging on. Uh-huh. But not as happy as they were, and some of them are looking pretty unazalea-like. But they still bloom.
Yeah.
The rhododendrons have done better, but the hostas went the first week because we didn't have deer before, and hostas are a deer smorgasbord.
Yeah. And so this has got to also be a challenge. I mean, that you can create a beautiful garden with all of these challenges, and that you found, what, seven gardens this mm-hmm. year that are willing to open their homes or their gardens
yes.
to allow people to walk through. So how does this work? I mean, when you show up, if you buy a ticket And tell people where they can buy tickets for this.
We are selling them online. However, once you purchase online, you will have to go to one of the bricks and mortar venues to pick up the ticket, which is the directions and the descriptions of the gardens.
Okay.
But we have them on three areas. One is the Bay Avenue Gallery in Ocean Park.
Okay.
The English Nursery, which is in Seaview, on the corners of Highway 101 and 103, okay. People coming across the river, that's probably going to be your point to okay. pick up your ticket, and also at the Oysterville store in Oysterville.
So they go online. So what's the website where you go buy the tickets?
We have it at watermusicfestival.com.
Okay. So watermusicfestival.com, you go there. That's where you sign up for your tickets, and then you go to one of the three locations to physically pick it up.
Yes.
The map and the directions and your tickets.
Exactly.
And you pick that up on the day.
You pick that up a week before the tour, starting this Saturday.
Oh, so you
it's
can,
coming
so
Saturday.
You can start picking it up a week.
Yes, because okay. people like to plan, you know, where they're going to go first and how they're going to do it. There's kind of an
Does
art to
Does the website
it.
Have a description of the gardens at all? Or?
No, the website will not. However, we do also have a Facebook page
okay.
maintained by Skylar Walker, and it's quite full of past gardens that have been okay. on the tour, as well as sneak peeks of this year's gardens.
Oh,
and
cool.
just she's updating it almost every day with new information about a musician. We have a live musician in every
So this
garden.
Is where the Water Music Festival comes
exactly.
in. So explain that. So
yes.
you pair a musician with a garden?
We do. We've had local musicians that have been on the tour for almost the entire 10 years. They'll be in the gardens playing. And we also have some musicians from other areas. From Astoria, we have Acústica World Music.
Wonderful.
And they're going to be on a Bayside Garden.
Oh, great.
We have Terry Robb from Portland,
nice.
Along with the Winterlings.
Oh, wonderful.
So,
and then you also said you have some artists who are going to be painting and,
right.
and creating
in,
art.
In three of the gardens, we will have artists painting. One of them is Dorota Haber Lehigh. My apologies if I've mispronounced her name. She is a botanical sketch artist, and she's in one of our larger gardens. She is going to bring some of her students, and they will be sketching throughout the day. It's a lovely garden that has a lot of diversity to it, so there will be some real interesting things that they will be sketching.
Man. Botanical illustration is so fascinating.
Right.
And to watch that in process,
right.
to see how people are creating those illustrations.
Right. That's, I'm really fortunate to have her.
Yeah, that's going to be so inspiring.
The other individual is Noel Thomas. He will be in one of the gardens, and Noel Thomas is from the Astoria area.
He's a brilliant artist.
Well-known,
yeah.
Yes, he's well-known for his wonderful paintings. And then one of our gardeners, the Tepfers, happen to be part of the Northwest
Artists Guild.
Uh-huh. And they will have some of individuals from their guild in their garden painting, and they will have postcards and information available.
Yep.
So a diversity there. The other thing, I'll just say this quickly, is in one of the, we hold a raffle. Last year was the first year that we did a raffle. And we have an individual on the peninsula who raises funds for the elementary schools. It's called Bikes for Books. And he makes a beautiful wooden bench out of old timber.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 5-foot bench. It will be raffled off. And then he uses the funds that he makes money from to buy bicycles, takes them into the elementary schools, and the children read books. And the winner, the child who reads the most books gets a bicycle. So that's kind
of that's a really nice program.
Mm-hmm. One of the other raffle items will be, let's see, I have to think of it. Tom and Penny Treat have a beautiful garden on the Bayside, and they have offered a raffle ticket, dinner for eight, and a tour of their garden.
Wow.
So those two raffle items mm-hmm. will be in garden number three, I think. Is
yes.
Garden and three. I just want you to say a bit, mm-hmm. too, about what this tour benefits. With the ticket price that you purchase is also helping the society to raise money for a very special cause. And maybe talk a little bit about that, because it's so wonderful and inspiring.
For the last couple of years, we have been making donations to the Ocean Beach School Music Program. And last year we gave a check for $5,000 to the music department.
So great.
And it allows the program to buy instruments, to travel for competitions, to support the teacher, the instructor of the music program, Rachel Lake. Yes, and so we're very excited about that.
So it's wonderful. I mean, you get to go and visit these wonderful gardens, get inspired, hear beautiful music, watch people creating art, and the ticket price that you purchase is going towards this amazing cause. This is like a really great day out on the coast. That's so exciting.
Yes.
Congratulations on achieving this. I know this takes a lot to pull something like this off. I mean, there's a lot of logistics involved in this. So how do you persuade people to open up their gardens?
We beg.
Do you beg and bribe?
We drive the peninsula, and sometimes we drive down roads we have never driven down before, mm-hmm. because there might be a hidden garden there. And we have found a couple. Nancy's great at doing this. I've only been doing this with her the past 2 years. And
so you're the crazy
braver.
People peering over fences,
yes.
and knocking on
yes.
doors. Okay,
warding
all right.
Warding off the dogs who come to greet you. Some people have known about the garden tour, have been on many of the garden tours, and they express an interest in being on it.
Oh, nice.
But basically, we knock on doors and... Mm-hmm.
The first year I took over the tour, they said, don't worry, we have all the 6 gardens lined up for you. And when I started calling them at the beginning of the year, all of them canceled.
Oh.
So it was a panic. And so I really did learn to cross that barrier and leave my card and knock on doors and, you know, beg for gardens.
Yeah. So. Well, you know, while we're talking about tickets, because we're coming up close on the break, I have it on good authority that we have 2 tickets to give away for this garden tour. So if you would like to win these 2 tickets, mm-hmm. all you have to do is call Coast Community Radio. And I'm it's not pledge drive, so I'm looking around for the phone number. I'm embarrassed. Oh, it's 325-0010. Is that right, Kate? Kate's nodding at me. Thank you, Kate. So if you call Coast Community Radio at 503-325-0010 now, and I believe that Bob is answering the phone, and there are 2 tickets, so the first 2 people that call, or the first person that calls for 2 tickets, those are yours for the Long Beach Peninsula Garden Tour. And it sounds like it's going to be an amazing day. You were saying like maybe like 10 to 4. So give yourself the whole day to explore these gardens, listen to music, experience the art that's being created, and get inspired and be nosy and ask questions, because that's why we go visit other people's gardens, right? Mm-hmm. We want to check them out and see what they're doing. And
I wanted to add, too, that one of the benefits of going on the garden tour that I am so glad I eventually did is that you get to see what is successful in the area and what is not successful. Hopefully none of that. But coming from a different environment like we did, we had a lot to learn about things that were tolerant of salt air.
Yeah.
Things that were tolerant of hurricane force winds, things that were tolerant of sand, just a few challenges. So if you are new to the peninsula or want to start a garden or increase or better your garden, it's a great way to learn, because these gardens hopefully are ones that can give you some tips and show you some beautiful plants.
And the gardeners will be there. So the people who are the gardeners of these gardens are going to be there. I have it on good authority that they're going to be wearing beautiful little embroidered flowers, handmade.
Yes, easily
flowers.
Identifiable.
Okay, so you'll be able to check them out, find the gardener, and ask questions. Mm-hmm. I mean, gardeners love to talk about their gardens.
Always.
Actually, one of the things that we learned early on was the fact that we attended a seminar, and a world-renowned gardener said, a good gardener is not known by the flowers they grow, but by the flowers they kill. So, showing patience and love, and keep trying, and you will succeed.
Absolutely. I'm going to just pause for a minute here to do our break and let you know that you are listening to Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria 91.9 FM, and KTCB Tillamook at 89.5. We are streaming live at coastradio.org, and you can listen on your mobile device using the TuneIn app. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to In Season, Exploring Farms and Gardens in the Lower Columbia Pacific Region. And today we are talking with Nancy Allen and Darlene Hauser from the Water Music Society. They put on the Long Beach Peninsula Garden Tour. And we also have in the studio Kent and Betsy Tepfer, and they are the hosts of one of the gardens on this tour. And it just sounds like it's going to be a really great day. We did, I believe, just give away 2 tickets for the Long Beach Peninsula Garden Tour. I'm not sure. There's some conferring going on outside, but I believe someone has won those tickets, and there may be a couple more. So just hold on. Don't call yet, but we're going to let you know. There may be a couple more to give away. So I want to turn to Kent and Betsy and talk to you guys a little bit about what's it like to host a garden tour? Because that would terrify me to do that. What's it like?
Well, it helps to have lists of plants with their names.
Okay.
Because the last time we were on this in 2006, our garden was entirely different because we've learned a lot since then. Uh-huh. And it was younger. Uh-huh. But we did not have lists of plants out there, and there was a lot of stuttering going on between Kent and I, wondering what was that? Because there's a certain amount of stage fright when somebody asks you out of the blue, what is a plant that you knew 5 minutes ago, but you don't now. Uh-huh. So this time we have signage with all the names of the plants, the Latin names, and if possible, the common names at each border, each plant area. And we're going to have others with lists floating around that can answer questions, we hope. I've given one lady already a plant-by-plant tour, and she's going to be there, and so that will help. But there's so many people can come up with so many ideas about why this plant works here and why what's that hole in the garden? What was there, and why did you have to cut down that eucalyptus tree? And
I appreciate if you do have holes or you've had to cut something down, because I mean, you're right. What you said, learning from other people's mistakes, making mistakes is a huge part of being a gardener. I mean, I kill so many plants.
Well, you're an expert.
Successful.
I know. Yeah, thank you. Wonderful. I didn't realize I was so successful with my hand of death in the garden. But it's true. I mean, I think that's how you learn.
Yes.
And especially if you have moved to a region that's new to you, or even just like, I mean, sometimes, you know, or some summers are weird and different and hot and dry and cold and chilly, and plants sometimes do better or they do worse. And like learning what works in your garden is a huge process.
One of the things we find on the peninsula also is if you live on the ocean side, you grow things entirely different.
Totally different.
Than what you can grow on the bay side. The weather conditions are such that it makes a big... I envy the people living on the bay side.
And they have soil.
And they have soil.
We have sand.
So the peninsula is pretty diverse in and of itself.
On the other hand, they also have mosquitoes and we don't.
Well, relatively.
So, yes.
Of course, mostly because we have a lot of wind.
So
breeze.
Are you guys both, did you grow up gardening? Or
no.
Did you come to this later in life? I mean, when did you start gardening?
We are so old that they didn't have gardening.
No.
Before we were pretty much into it. Now, my mother was a gardener, but she was in the age when they didn't have plant catalogs, mail order, and garden setters.
Uh-huh.
You got pass-along plants and that sort of thing. But I was fortunate that she lived in Kingston, just down the road from Dan Hinckley's Heronswood, when it was starting out. And she took me over there on an appointment.
That's an education.
Yeah.
That was an education.
And I saw all sorts of plants I'd never heard of, which is still going on. There's lots of plants I haven't heard of.
Envy.
And I became, I guess,
can
what
I
you
it?
Might call, yeah. I used to read his catalogs and I had to buy everything, but it was impossible because he had like 4,000 plants every year in his catalog. But I'm the one who likes, I guess I'm a collector. I would like to be a landscape designer who
had. You should see Kent's face as she said that.
I had.
Collector,
you know, some
goes
people,
so far beyond what.
I go to a plants place or a catalog and I buy one of everything instead of a sweep that would make an impact, because there's so many I can't live without. And so I have one here. And I don't find.
How do you
find
make that work?
How do I what?
How do you make that work visually? I mean, just having one of each plant.
You buy what you want, and then you look around and seem to find someplace that it needs to be. And if there's something in the way, you have a husband.
And then you dig the hole, right?
You have a husband with a shovel who can move the tree that's in the way.
I have to interject here that for all you men that will be attending this, there's hope. We all need to feel needed. And I never really grew up in this type of atmosphere, although I love the out of doors. I'm from the Midwest, and hunting and fishing and so on. But getting into gardening was a whole new thing. But I was an art and music major, education major, and it fits in so beautifully with the aesthetics that mm-hmm. go into it. I loved architecture, and architecture of plants and things started to really fascinate me. And then as I got more fascinated, she started to use me more and more. And so, yeah. My wife is basically the brains and the aesthetic planner, and I've become the arms and the legs, which
you're
have
the brawn.
Been... I've what?
You're the brawn. She's the brains. I'm the brawn.
He's yeah. Mr. Muscle.
But I think it's only fair that there is a certain amount of things you have to watch out for, because I've had both knees replaced. I've had 3 major spine surgeries. Oh, I've had neck surgery, and I've got my hands have got such arthritis.
Wait, are you blaming this all on gardening?
What?
Are you blaming all of this on gardening?
No, I'm blaming it on her.
Okay.
Because without her, I would have never gotten into it.
It's not all due to gardening. So, the gardening has certainly helped him along.
It is hard
and
on
I
your
love
body.
Every minute of it.
I know. It's challenging. We've been talking about this. I'm sadly suffering from a bit of a knee injury today where I limped into the studio and they just looked at me and then have been telling me horror stories ever
no,
since.
No, they're not horror stories. They only make you better. Yeah, they make you last
bionic
longer.
Bionic men are
yes.
wonderful. They can no longer be hurt.
I'm that's not okay. I need to believe that this is not going to be a permanent thing. So, but just walking around a garden at the very least. I mean, going on this tour, you're going to do some walking.
Yes.
You're going to be exploring. You're going to be looking at things. You're not going to put anyone to work weeding or digging holes or anything.
No,
we're
just,
not.
No, no. And yeah. we do have benches, not as nice as the one that's given away in the wrap,
uh-huh.
but we
so
do have benches to
yes.
sit on
yeah.
here and there.
Throughout.
And ours is all, our garden is pretty much all flat, so there isn't a lot of up and down and
right.
stairs. I know
yes.
some
mm-hmm.
people have stair problems, but...
Can I just ask a question? So if someone does have mobility issues, or if they're even in a wheelchair, or using a walker, are there gardens that might be more appropriate to visit than others? I mean,
well, I use a cane, and I get around. Ours are gravel, mostly.
Well, so definitely go to the if you have any mobility issues, definitely go to their garden.
Yeah. yeah. Ken will be happy to push your wheelchair around.
We could have canes together.
I have 3 canes in case you need one.
Okay.
I just thought of this, and I have to say it very quickly. We do discourage people from bringing their dogs.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Just
yeah.
out of respect for the gardeners.
Absolutely.
And there will be a lot of people in the gardens and a dog trying to
yeah.
get off leash or whatever
just
yeah.
doesn't work. So
yeah.
no dogs.
And what about, you know, are kids welcome, young kids?
Yes.
Kids of all ages?
Children are free under 18.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yes,
that's wonderful.
Definitely.
And they're even freer if they're on a leash.
hey now. Well, man, I wouldn't have said that.
No, I love children, but we hope they'll be under control and don't go breaking off every flower
yeah.
they see.
We have a lot of very expensive yeah. small things, and if you get off the path, you could do some heavy damage, and
okay.
we want them to respect that.
Most
okay.
gardeners,
yeah.
most people that go to gardens
yeah.
appreciate
yeah.
that.
Absolutely. But it could be a great way to expose kids to
Absolutely.
Gardens and gardening.
Yeah.
I know with young people especially, it can be sometimes hard to feel inspired about, like, why would you want a garden?
Oh.
And so getting to go see the beautiful gardens and see all the flowers and
I would
and
think
the plants,
digging in the dirt would appeal to children.
It does to some. Absolutely. And sometimes if there's like an edible reward... that can be good too. Strawberries seem to be like a good motivation for a lot of kids. Although weeding them, maybe not so much. But the eating of the strawberries, absolutely. So.
I remember when I was a child, I got to sit with my squirt gun in the strawberry patch and squirt the robins. So that's an early memory I
oh,
had.
Hey.
Yeah. And they
I think I've got a job for some young kids.
They've got
like
a
now.
Stronger squirt guns now than they used to.
Super soaker.
Yeah.
This could be good.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's a great tip.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
And you could get your sister, too.
I know. So I'm just looking at the time, and I'm realizing that we did have, do we have 2 more tickets
yes,
to give
we
away?
Do.
So I
we
want
do.
To just thank, so Kathy was our winner of the first 2 tickets. Congratulations, Kathy.
Yeah.
And you can contact, I think if you go to the website, watermusicfestival.com, you'll be able to find out how to collect those and how to connect with Nancy and Darlene about picking those up. And she says that she loves In Season, so thank you so much, Kathy. We appreciate that. But we do have 2 more tickets to give away. So if you tried to call last time and you didn't make it, try calling the station one more time, and it's 503-325-0010. That's 503-325-0010. So give us a call, and we have two more tickets to give out for the Long Beach Peninsula Garden Tour. And that's hosted by the Water Music Society. And it is a benefit for the Ocean Park School District, right?
Ocean Beach.
Ooh, Ocean Beach School District. Mm-hmm. And this helps to put musical instruments in their schools and pay for school excursions and things like that. So it's just a wonderful cause. Mm-hmm. I really love it. So, and this is your 10th anniversary.
It is.
Are some of the lessons that you've learned, just in our closing moments? What have you learned over the 10 years? Because you've got to have this down.
Well, we are lucky to have some things in place, but we learn some of the systems for promotion.
Uh-huh.
And like contacting you early enough to find a spot on the radio.
Yeah.
And we do build a list of gardeners for the future. We're uh-huh. always looking. We're okay. always promoting.
So if you have a garden on the Long Beach Peninsula and you're thinking, hey, maybe
yes.
this, or you know someone that has a beautiful garden.
Exactly.
Contact these two ladies.
Right. Yes. Yes. And if we're out and we hear a fun musician that's on uh-huh. the peninsula, we give them a card and invite them to join. Next year, we're looking to have speakers. For an event,
wonderful.
Either a couple hours before the tour or the night before. We're still working on that.
Oh, wonderful.
And so that'll be exciting. But the bottom line is, I think we've learned it is a wonderful way to spend a summer day.
Absolutely.
In gardens with music. That's small bites to eat.
So fantastic.
And celebrate the gardeners.
So the date again is July 16th.
July 16th.
And from 10 to 4.
Yes.
And tell us again where people go for tickets and how to get information.
I would say be in the first garden at 10 o'clock with your ticket, and that will allow you the full day to tour.
Mm-hmm.
But tickets can be bought online at watermusicfestival.com, as well as in person at the Bay Avenue Gallery in Ocean Park, mm-hmm. the English Nursery in Seaview, and the Oysterville store in Oysterville.
Wonderful. And I just want to say congratulations to Paula King, who is the winner of the
the
second batch of two tickets. So
yes,
congratulations.
Yes.
You're going on the tour. Mm. I hope you have a wonderful day. I just am so inspired by this. This is wonderful. I love hearing about your garden, you guys. I really want to come see your garden sometime.
By the way, you people that stop by, say hi to Herman. Herman is a photo op that we've had, a 7-foot middleman that people sneak in and take pictures. They put their arms around Herman as though we don't see them.
He's a sculpture in your garden?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Lots. And people just sneak into your garden and take photos with
him? Oh, yeah.
They don't even sneak. They just do it.
Yeah, they just come in. And it's wonderful. You've got to love it.
He's made out of automobile parts
yep.
by somebody, and we inherited him.
And he's
him.
7 feet tall?
7 feet tall, yeah. There's a story behind that, and I wish we had an hour to go into it. But
well, you're just going to have to go on the garden tour
and
go to the Tempers Garden
yep.
and ask about Herman and get your photo taken with him.
Yeah,
so many reasons to go on the garden tour, in addition to the fabulous plants
yep.
and inspiring landscaping that you're going to see. And bring that back to your own garden and maybe be inspired by that, I
yep.
think. Even if you don't live on the peninsula, it's wonderful to see plants that do grow in our region and be inspired by that. A lot of it will translate to other areas. But if you do maybe live in a more coastal area like along Gearhart or Cannon Beach or Seaside where you're near the ocean, some of the plantings might really inspire you and translate to your gardens as well. And it's just fun to be nosy in other people's gardens.
Yeah.
Isn't it? I know.
Exactly.
So I want to thank all of you so much for being here. And joining us and sharing this information.
Oh,
this is,
thank you, Teresa.
Enjoyed it.
Thank
really
you for having us.
This
yes.
is so great. Thanks so much.
Wonderful.